When the earth is not shaking with an earthquake, it hums. You can't hear it, but the mysterious vibrations have been annoying geophysicists for the last 6 years, since they first noticed them. Now researchers say they've determined where the hum is coming from, and they have a good idea what's causing it. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
On most days, the planet rings with a minor earthquake somewhere. Barbara Romanovich, director of the Berkeley Seismological Laboratory, estimates that there are only about 60 earthquake-free days a year. But if you look at seismograph data on those days, she says, there is a kind of hum, more like a groan, actually.
One vibration takes about 300 seconds, so it's about 5 minutes. And in order to actually observe them, you need to record the vibrations for a long time, like 24 hours.
With each vibration, the Earth's surface rises and falls less than a millionth of a meter. Some scientists had speculated that the vibrations wouldn't have any single clear source, but Romanovich wasn't so sure, so she and a student decided to try to find out where the hum was coming from. They used seismographs in California and Japan, special ones that can tell what general direction vibrations are coming from. Each provided a clue.
The one in California was pointing to the northwest, and the one in Japan was pointing to the northeast. And so when you look at the intersection of these two directions, you find the North Pacific.
A broad stretch of water from the western coast of North America over to Japan. That was where the vibrations were coming from in the winter. Surprisingly, in July, the source moved following winter down to the southern hemisphere to a region just southeast of Brazil.
Direction just flips. I mean, it's a matter of you know, a day, days or weeks.
So what could this roaming, humming thing be? A secret colossal government submarine? Maybe some sort of migrating monster that likes winter weather? Romanovich doubts it.
If the monster exists, it's in the oceans. But it's not a monster. It's probably just a natural phenomenon related to storm activity.
Satellite data show that there are large waves in the regions where the hum seems to be coming from.
First, you have the wind blowing in storms, and it's creating short, you know, waves on the surface of the ocean. And these waves propagate and create longer waves, which actually reach deeper into the ocean, all the way to down to the seafloor, which is generating the vibrations that we pick up on our seismographs.
Toshiro Tanimoto, a geophysicist at the University of California, Santa Barbara, says this is probably right. Tanimoto was among the first to detect the hum, and he says his work has also been pointing towards seasonal winds and storms as the source. He says the details still need to be ironed out, but he likes the idea because it underlines the interconnectedness of the Earth. He thinks about that on airplanes.
I often travel to Japan because I visit my parents. And I get enormous benefit in July in flying back to Los Angeles because there's huge wind blowing from Japan to U.S. And those winds, I'm sure, are causing enormous disturbance on oceanic waves, too. And these waves are, in turn, generating all these vibrations.
The research appears in the journal Nature. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.